Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Thrive Era. I am your host, Kim, and I'm so happy to have you back listening to episode 2. Woo! So I wanted to first, before we get into the episode, I wanted to first start by thanking every single person who supported my podcast in any shape or form. If you shared it, liked it, subscribed, posted it about it, followed me on Instagram, anything, gave any, you know, rated it, I'm so, so thankful. You have no idea how much I appreciate it and how much it means to me. When I posted this, I was so nervous, because obviously this is something brand new to me, a new venture, and even though I did state that this podcast is basically like a journal for me, in the end, it's pointless if no one's listening. So the feedback I got was incredible, and I'm feeling so motivated to just do more and get more episodes out. So thank you again. I am so, so grateful, and I was just overwhelmed with emotions at the love I got. I will say I did cry. Happy tears, of course. But yeah, it's been really good. And I wanted to, I was thinking maybe at the beginning of each episode, I'll give like a health update just to let you guys know where I'm at. Like, because I do get questions about if I'm on the list and this and that, because I'm still not on the list. I believe I touched on that in the first episode. So I figured maybe at the beginning of each episode, I'll do a quick weekly health update, or bi-weekly. I'm trying to post. I know I said in the first episode that I'm going to post every week. I think I'm going to aim a more realistic goal for me right now is every other week, maybe. So we'll see how it goes. If I'm able to record and post, then I will. So yeah, I think I'm going to stick to maybe uploading on Sundays. So we'll see. But yeah, so health update for the week. Since I posted my last podcast, I haven't been doing the best. I'd be lying if I said I was feeling great. I haven't been. I've been feeling a little bit off because my blood pressure has skyrocketed again. And right away, I recognize the symptoms. I'm already tired 24/7 because obviously I don't have functioning kidneys. So when there's an organ in your body that doesn't work, your body's on overdrive. So obviously you're going to be lethargic. So on top of already being tired all the time, I've been feeling extra tired. And then I get like little headaches and stuff here and there. So I know when it's high. So it's been a little bit of a rough week, but that's okay, you know, that's how it goes when you're chronically ill. You could have a really good day, and then out of nowhere, you feel awful. That's just part of the process. So, yeah, I've been not doing so hot, but we keep pushing. We keep grinding. And then also I wanted to tell this story because I feel like if this doesn't sum up how crazy and bad my situation is, I don't know what will. I had an appointment with a cardiologist recently, and I'm sitting in the room waiting for her, for the doctor to come in and see me. And this is how you know it's bad. She walks in, and the first thing she says to me is, "You poor thing. How are you feeling?" And I was just like, I kind of laughed because how do you answer that? Like, she goes, "I was reading your chart, and oh my gosh, she was in disbelief of everything I've gone through since she last saw me." Because I saw her back in December. of 2023. I forget what year we're in. So I saw her a few months ago in December, and I haven't seen her since. And since I saw her between December and April, I saw her in March. Between December and March, I had gone to the ER probably like 4 times, admitted twice, had a seizure. So she's like, oh my God, you poor thing. And then she goes, can I give you a hug? And I literally looked at her and I was like, I don't know, because I'll probably start crying. And she goes, well, I'm going to give you a hug. And then she gives me a hug and I start sobbing. So if that doesn't narrow down my situation and how bad it truly is for a doctor to pity you, because, you know, you tend to think of doctors kind of like emotionless just because they see so much all the time. Yeah, so that's kind of a story I thought I would share. And I'm not sharing this for pity, guys. I'm not looking for any pity from anybody. I'm just sharing the reality and things that actually happened to me. So I thought, you know, that'll be kind of an interesting thing to see what my health updates are. So moving on, after I posted the first episode, I was thinking that week and I was like, you know what? I only spoke about my illness. I didn't tell you guys anything about myself, like as a person. So I was like, you know, there's more to me than my illness. My illness at the moment is obviously a huge part of my life, but I don't want to let it define who I am only. So I thought for this episode, we'd keep it on the lighter, fun side. And I would just kind of tell you guys a little bit about me, get to know me just a little bit better for those that don't really know me and are listening. So I thought I would do that and just give you a little bit more of an insight of who I am besides my illness. So I was born in Puerto Rico in December of 1990. So that means I am 33 years old. I think I stated that in the first podcast, first episode. But yeah, aside from my health issues, I do have to say I love being in my 30s. I feel like in my 30s, I've been the most secure with who I am as a person. And you kind of, I mean, for me personally, like, I just don't really care as much what people think about me. Like, if someone doesn't like me, great. If they do, even better. But my life doesn't revolve around what people think about me. And it's really nice. It's freeing. Yeah, so anyways, I lived in Puerto Rico till I was about 5 or 6 years old. And then my parents moved us here to the States, me and my sister. I have one sister and no other siblings. And then I've been here in Florida ever since. So I am from Puerto Rico, but I don't really know anything about the island. Like, you can put me there and I wouldn't be able to tell you anything. And I also don't really have a relation along, other than my immediate family, my mom, dad, and sister. I don't really speak to any of my family in Puerto Rico. I don't know them because I didn't grow up with them, and my parents don't really keep contact with anybody. So I don't really know my family, which sucks, but that's how it is. But I will say I am really close to my husband's family, so they've really filled the void for me of, like, extended family. They fill that void for me. Like, I don't need to really get to know my other family because I have, my husband has so much family. They're such a big family. But I would like to get to know my side. One day, maybe, who knows? But yeah. And speaking of my husband, him and I are high school sweethearts. We've been together since we were 17 years old. Which means we've been together now for 16 years and we've been married for 8 years. And it's been a wild ride because we've basically grown up together since we were 17 to now 33. Both of us are 33 years old. So that's a long time. We went from teenagers to adults together through high school, college, careers, babies, weddings, like we've done it all. So, yeah, I love him. I do want to eventually share the story of like how we met and started dating and all that, but I do want to get him on the podcast. So I'm going to hold off on that so we can kind of tell it together. I think it'll be cool and funny to talk about it with him. So, but what I can tell you now about us, or him, I guess I should say, is my husband is amazing. Through everything I'm going through, he is my rock. He's my, I'm getting emotional. Whew, hold on. He's my safe space through everything I've been going through. And, oh my gosh, I did not think I was going to cry this episode. This was supposed to be light and fun. I don't know where I would be without him in this predicament, in this chapter of my life. I'm really grateful for him. He's been there for me through anything and everything. Like, that man has seen it all. He's seen me at my absolute worst. And he still loves me. He still tells me I'm beautiful. Even though I don't feel beautiful right now in this period of my life. And that's a whole other thing I want to get into, not this episode, but another episode. I really want to touch on mental health with a chronic illness and how that, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I really didn't think I was going to cry, but whew, okay. Anyways, yes, he's amazing. I don't know how he does it, to be honest, but he's such a good father. Like, Layla, our daughter, is obsessed with him. Like, she loves her daddy. She's a daddy's girl. And she's 22 months old right now. And while she's obsessing over Javi, I'm obsessing over her. Like, that girl is my life. Oh my gosh. Ooh, when I tell you guys, motherhood is the best thing that's ever happened to me, I can't even begin to explain it. The love that you have as a mother is something so indescribable. And unless you're a parent, I really don't know how to describe it, because it's a love that you don't feel unless you're a parent. And oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to cry again. But that girl is the love of my life. Like, she is incredible, and she's the biggest blessing in my life. She is my little light at the end of the tunnel. Like, when my days are really dark and my mind just goes to dark places because of what I'm going through, I literally think of her and I just remember why I'm pushing, why I can't give up. And I love her so much I could burst. You guys get it. I think you guys get it. So anyways, yes, and she is so cute. Like, she loves to dance. It's so funny. She's just like me in that sense. Actually, a lot of people don't know this unless you're like super close to me, but I love to dance. Ever since I was walking, like my daughter, I was dancing. I remember my mom used to say I used to like do circles in the kitchen and pretend I'm a ballerina. And I was just always dancing. That doesn't mean I'm any good. I'm not claiming to be a good dancer, but I love it. It's just so much fun. And I was never in classes or anything. I always wished I was, but that just wasn't a luxury growing up. But that's okay. It's just fun. Actually, back in my pre-mom / pre-chronic illness days, I was, if you know me, you probably know what I'm going to say. I was known for something, and that is drunk splits. So, fun fact, well, I wouldn't say it's fun, but it's a fact. I actually tore both my hamstrings from doing drunk splits. And no, I did not tear them at the same time. Two different times, two separate occasions, years apart. But both times were due to drunk splits. So actually, I'll tell the story of the first one because it's pretty funny. The first time I tore my hamstring, I was celebrating my 25th birthday. And I had me and all my friends, we were dressed up as 80s fitness people, and then my husband and all his friends came along because a lot of us are dating our spouses and stuff. We're all like close friends. So the guys and the girls, we were all dressed up like 80s fitness people, and we went downtown like that. And it's just funny because it's in the middle of it's in December, so it's like it had nothing to do with anything. So I really wanted to go out like that. So we all went, and when we got to the bar, everybody was like looking at us and kind of like high-fiving us and stuff, just like giving us attention. And I think people thought that we were like a performance, like we were there to perform, or like a secret, I don't know. Because the way people would look when we would walk into a bar was just like they got excited. Or they were like, whoa, what's that? Like, you know, like, what's going on? So I think people thought we were like there to perform. But no, we were just there to have a good drunk time. So anyway, so we were at this one of the bars because we went bar hopping. And I remember I was in the middle of the dance floor, and there was a circle of people around me. Because mind you, I was the birthday girl, so I was hype. And I'm in the circle, I'm dancing, I'm feeling it. People are cheering me on, so I'm like, I was like, I run this. So in that moment, I was just so hype. I decided, you know what? I'm going to do a split. Like, they don't know. They don't know what's coming. So I do a split. And in that moment, I tore my hamstring, but I didn't feel it because I was just, I'm assuming I just had so much adrenaline going. Like I was on a high, I was on cloud nine, like, and I was drunk on top of that. So anyways, I do my split. The crowd goes crazy. Everyone's like, what? My husband's like, that's my girl. Like, it was just crazy. So later that evening, we're home, we're in bed, and I wake up in the middle of the night in excruciating pain. And I just remember looking at my boyfriend, he was my boyfriend at the time, my husband now, and I was like, I need to go to the hospital, I'm dying, I'm in so much pain, you have to take me. And my husband's an athlete, he's played soccer his entire life, so he's familiar with injuries like that. And he told me, he's like, I can take you, but like, there's not really much they can do. This is kind of like a self-healing injury. You just got to let it heal. And I was like, no, you're wrong. I'm dying. Like, you got to take me. Like, I was literally crying, like tears flowing down my face because I was in so much pain. Anyways, long story short, I ended up not going. I probably went back to sleep because I was drunk anyways. And that hurt for a while. It took so long to heal. I remember it took probably a good year or so to finally heal. And even like to this day, I gotta like do like stretches before I can get into anything. And then the second time I tore it was we were having a Halloween party at our house. And once again, I'm feeling good. I'm hype. And I remember in my head, I told myself, last time I did a split, I tore my hamstring. So this time I'm going to do a split with the opposite leg, like forward. So I do that. And that was my leg that, you know, how there's always like one side that's more flexible than the other. That was the side that was not as flexible. I tore that hamstring instantly and I heard the tear. Like I heard it and I felt it immediately. Like literally the second I did the split, I heard it and I felt pain right away. And I just remember like taking shots, trying to like numb the pain with alcohol. And once again, I was like in excruciating pain, but I just remember like limping around the house because it was at our house for the rest of the night and just going to bed and being like, I'm done. That's how I teared both my hamstrings. Honestly, those were such fun times. I don't regret any of it. It's funny memories to me now. But actually, to piggyback off of that, I'm actually completely sober now. I stopped drinking because of my health issues. But I'm just so used to not drinking now that I don't know if I can go back to it. I just feel better not drinking. I remember waking up hungover and anxiety and all of that. And I'm like, I don't really miss that. I'm really fully enjoying being able to function on the weekends, even though I'm always tired, but at least I'm not hungover. So I don't know. But I mean, every now, I'm not going to lie, I'd be completely lying to you if every once in a while we're out and I see everyone having a cocktail, I'd be lying if I didn't admit, like, damn, I really would like a margarita right now. But I don't order it. Actually, sometimes I just do mocktails and those are good, but I rarely order mocktails because it's just a bunch of sugar. So I normally stick to water or like, I don't know, lemonade or something. But speaking of margaritas, I love Mexican food. If you know me, you know that's my favorite food. I really love like Mediterranean food, like gyros and like Greek food and things like that. And I love Peruvian food. My husband's half Peruvian and he introduced me to that. And oh my gosh, guys, if you've never tried Peruvian food, I suggest you go try it right now. It's amazing. And it's funny because I'm a picky eater. So for me to be like, I love it is crazy. But one thing I'm also picky about, but if you want the key to my heart, is you can get me some coffee. I love coffee. I love iced coffee. I've actually recently been really into hot coffee, which is insane because I was ice girly all the way. And now I've been really into hot coffee, but I just love coffee overall. Coffee is life. I used to stop and get coffee on like my way to work and stuff, but I don't work anymore. So I don't really drink coffee out as much anymore. My husband and I, we like to go out on the weekends and kind of find like new coffee spots we haven't been to, which is one of my favorite hobbies. I love coffee shop hopping. So we'll do that. We'll like go find a coffee shop we haven't been to, and then we'll go grab lunch somewhere we haven't been to. We like to explore Orlando and like their new and their different food variety because there's so many new food options now. It's crazy, but we don't do that really often anymore because of my dietary restrictions. I have a really restricted diet now, so we don't go out to eat as often. And if we do, I normally try and stick to like a salad. But yeah. Yeah, like I touched on earlier, I'm actually not working right now because of my condition. The reason being is because kind of like my health update, I was saying like my health is so inconsistent. So I was constantly, when I was working, I was constantly out. And then actually my last job, I actually got fired because of my illness. I called out too many times and was in the hospital one too many times, and I ran out of sick time, PTO, and I even ran out of my short-term disability. And I wasn't trying to take advantage of the system. Like, obviously, I genuinely was sick, and I was in the hospital a lot in the beginning. I was in the hospital almost for a full month, so I lost all my time, paid time. So I was trying, actually, to kind of rewind, I was trying to go back to work because I felt kind of like my health was on a steadier situation. So I was trying to go back to work, but I was just asking for a modified work schedule. I was asking to work 4 days a week rather than five. So I had 1 week during the, so I had 1 day during the week set aside so I can take care of like appointments and anything like that. Like if I had like an unexpected day when I'm not feeling well, I could have like a day off and not have to be like, oh crap, I need sick time or I don't have any PTO. So I was trying to get a modified schedule for that. And they denied it and fired me instead. So yeah, I'll say in that moment, it really hurt because they knew what I was going through, but I don't think they understood the extent of how serious my situation actually is. I feel, and I could just be speaking out of my own ass, you know, but I feel like they thought I was taking advantage and just being like, eh, I don't want to work. Like, but that wasn't the case. I was trying to go back to work. So that happened. But I in all honesty, in that moment, it did hurt when I got the letter that I was being let go. But I had to sit with myself and I was like, I get it. It's a business. They're running a business, not a charity. You know, at the end of the day, I'm replaceable. And that's something that I feel like everybody needs to realize when it comes to these corporate jobs. You are so replaceable. It's not even funny. So don't let work consume your whole life. I always say it's better to work to live rather than live to work. Because at the end of the day, they don't really give a shit about you. But yeah, I didn't take it. I took it personally at first, but then I really thought about it and I'm like, it's a business. It's not personal. So yeah, and I've actually been asked multiple times why I didn't sue. And I did not want to go that route. As a person, like that's just not in me. And I didn't want to leave on bad terms because in the end of the day, I really liked the company and the people. I'm not going to say where it was, but I really liked my coworkers and I liked the company and I loved my job. So I didn't really want to leave on bad terms or burn any bridges. So I just kept a step in. But yeah, I do get asked that, like, oh, you should have sued. But I'm like, I already have enough going on in my life. I don't want to deal with that. Also, and I mean, at the end of the day, my husband is able, we're blessed right now that he can support us without me working. And I'm able to stay home and be with my baby and raise my baby rather than have to take her to daycare. So it kind of worked out at the end of the day. But I really do want to go back to work eventually, I will say. I'm not trying to be fun employed forever. So yeah, that's a little bit about myself. I actually wanted to do some questions because I posted on my story. If you guys have any questions, feel free to ask me. And I did get a few, so I wanted to answer them on the pod. So let me pull these up real quick and I'll go through them and answer the questions. So somebody asked, what is your favorite memory before and after becoming a mom or wife? I will say it's not necessarily a memory, but I will say before becoming a mom, I do miss the freedom that came with not having kids. When you don't have kids, you get to be selfish with your time, with your money, with everything, and you can do what you want when you want. So I will say there are days when I do miss that freedom, but I wouldn't change anything for the world because I love my baby so much. But if you had to ask me like what I miss the most about not being a mom, it's that. It's just the freedom to do whatever. And then my favorite memory now is probably anything to do with Layla, to be honest. She's awesome. And she just makes both me and my husband's day a lot brighter. She's amazing. And she's so funny. So, yeah, that's a good question. I like that one. Somebody asked, how are you? You all capitalized. I wish I could say I'm good, but in this current state, I'm struggling, if I'm being honest. I will say, though, I feel like my meds play a huge part also, though. I'm on a really high amount of blood pressure medication, and it turns out that when you're on a lot of these meds, they tend to, like, depress you. The doctor actually told me that it was something crazy, like 75% or 80% of his patients that are on multiple blood pressure medications are on antidepressants. So I was like, damn. So, like, I'm really struggling to, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I can say I'm okay. I'm not great. I'm trying my best with what I've got. Somebody said, how do you manage your day-to-day life? With my husband, he helps me so much. He is a godsend, like I stated earlier. I'm not going to cry again. But he's a huge help. I wouldn't be able to get by without him at the moment. Like, energy-wise and all of that, he helps me a lot. And just having faith helps me as well, although sometimes that's really hard. I try to keep my faith as well. And then I got, how did you guys create the most perfect little angel baby girl? Girl, I wish I knew, but I think I always joke around. I'm going through so much in my life right now that God gave me a good kid because he knew I just couldn't handle it otherwise. And then someone asked, do you still listen to E40? Tell me where to go. Actually, yes, I had to introduce Layla to it because that's just a classic. This is an inside joke with my friend. I've known her since I was 12. We always used to tell people that we were in the music video for Tell Me When to Go. and, you know, we would get hyphy and ghost ride the whip. So that's funny. I like that. Somebody said, what's the hardest part about PD? PD means peritoneal dialysis, by the way, which is to dialysis someone. I would say the hardest part is relying on a machine to live, because there are nights when I'm so exhausted and the last thing I want to do is set up this machine and then hook up to it and be stuck to a tube for 10 hours. I think that's the hardest part. And then on top of that, I would definitely say the tube in my stomach is so uncomfortable. Like when I'm wearing jeans and stuff, and it also gives me like a gut. So I always look from the front, I look skinny, and then I turn to the side and I look pregnant. And I look pregnant 24/7 because I have like this gut because of the tube in my stomach. So that's really uncomfortable as well. So I would say those two things are the hardest part about PD. Somebody said, what's your top three favorite places you've traveled to? I would say probably Switzerland, Belize, and Arizona. Arizona was so cool and so much fun. And then the last question I'll go through, top three or five restaurants in Orlando. So like I stated before, I'm a picky eater. So my restaurants now are a little bit different, but I love La Hacienda. It's a Mexican spot. And we go there pretty often. They have the best Mexican food. I don't care what anyone says. It's the best. And then I love the Greek Corner. That's another place. If you like Greek food, that place is so good. And then, let me think. My favorite restaurant ever was Olea, but they closed down everywhere. Oh, it broke my heart. They had the best food. It was also kind of like a Greek. So it was like a Chipotle version. It was like a Greek version of Chipotle. And that was my favorite place in the world. And they closed down. Yeah, I love this place called Just Salad. It's a place for delicious salads. And then I really like any coffee shop. I love coffee shops. Yeah, those are some of my favorite places. I'm going to do one more question, and it is, what's one goal you're currently working towards? I'm going to say this. Well, two. There's two goals. I'm working on my podcast. I want my podcast to do well. I think it'll be cool to have a good amount of audience. I'm doing this more for fun, but it's a goal of mine to at least make it good. So I would love to see my podcast do well. And then my other goal is to finish school. I'm working on my bachelor's degree because I never finished college. So I decided to go back and finish. So that's my other goal. I should be graduating in December. So I'm really excited about that. Hopefully if everything with my health stays kind of like where it's at, I'll be able to finish. So those are my two goals right now. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. Thank you so much to everyone who submitted questions. That was really cool, and I appreciate you guys interacting with me. Like I stated, I'm going to try to post bi-weekly and have episodes on Sundays. Every other Sunday is kind of what I'm aiming towards. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and enjoyed getting to know me a little bit more on a personal level. I wanted to keep things light, so I'm sorry about the tears. But thank you guys so much for listening. Please subscribe, like, rate it 5 stars, whatever platform you're using to listen to it, please, please, please rate my podcast and subscribe, because that helps. Helps me a lot, and it lets me know if you guys are enjoying it. And I do always enjoy feedback, so if you guys have any suggestions, anything you want me to talk about, please let me know. I'm always open to listen. And thank you so much again. I appreciate all the support. And I'm going to leave you guys with a positive quote of the week. And this, it goes, always laugh when you can. It is cheap medicine. And that was by Lord Byron, whoever that is. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and keep thriving. Bye.